Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The State Department says U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Switzerland with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The multilateral meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also will hold discussions with regional and international partners on October 16th in London. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson is warning Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in Syria.
If President Putin's strategy is to restore the greatness and the glory of Russia, then I believe he risks seeing his ambition turn to ashes.
Johnson spoke Wednesday in Parliament. Western nations have accused Russia of war crimes for dropping bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas. Russia denies the charge. France has called for the International Criminal Court to investigate. President Vladimir Putin says Russia is fighting al-Qaeda-linked militants in Syria who are using civilians as human shields in the city of Aleppo. German officials say a Syrian man under arrest for allegedly planning a bomb attack has killed himself in a detention center in Leipzig. Saxony's State Justice Ministry said Jaber al-Bakr killed himself Wednesday evening. One unconfirmed report said he hanged himself. Further details are expected on Thursday. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. Sponsors of the bill charge the court hurt Burundi's institutions and was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. This is VOA News.